USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering his first commencement address as Commander-in-Chief.
Hello, Coast Guard Academy. I tell you what, we're going to speak for about 4 hours to see those white uniforms last longer to keep the heat away.
Biden saying the class of 2021 is ready for whatever mission may come. President Biden also telling Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he wants a significant de-escalation in the fighting between Israel and Hamas by Wednesday. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham telling Fox News the Israelis do have a right to defend themselves.
Once you start these things, I think it's incumbent upon Israel to do as much damage as they can to make sure it doesn't happen again anytime soon.
Netanyahu also appearing to resist calls for a ceasefire. USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree. Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too. And find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is releasing numbers regarding vaccinated kids.
The CDC says that more than 600,000 kids aged 12 to 15 have received their first dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine. Those new numbers adding to the nearly 3.5 million Americans under the age of 18 that are already vaccinated. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that cases among children have become a large segment of newer COVID cases. Children comprise nearly a quarter of all new COVID cases in last week's data. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The operator of the Colonial Pipeline learned it was in trouble at daybreak on May 7th when an employee found a ransom note from hackers on the control room computer. By that night, Joseph Blunt, CEO of Colonial Pipeline, told the Wall Street Journal he authorized a ransom payment of $4.4 million because executives were unsure how badly the cyber attack had breached its systems or how long it would take to bring the pipeline back. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A boy's rant against masks has gone viral.
A 10-year-old Florida boy shamed his local school board during a public meeting last week, calling the district's mask mandate unfair to kids during an emergency session on reopening guidelines.
Teachers take their masks off while they yell at us kids and that we need to pull ours up. I asked my mom if there's a word for this, and she said there is. Hypocrisy. I know my teacher has asthma and everything, but I understand why it's hard for her to wear a mask, and I think she should have that choice. But I should too. I have allergies, and I feel really anxious with my face covered. But I'm not allowed a mask break like her. All this seems unfair, and it doesn't make sense.
The boy identified as John says he's a student at Felix A. Williams Elementary School in Martin County. That's about a dozen miles north of West Palm Beach. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Thousands of National Guard troops stationed on a rotating basis at the U.S. Capitol since January 6th will head home this weekend as lawmakers weigh a decision on whether to create a permanent military unit charged with protecting lawmakers and the building. The nearly 2,200 Guard members serving as part of the Capitol mission will leave Sunday, and D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton says it's well past the time for the troops to leave. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.